Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God, most gracious and most heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we want to embrace the gifts of a brand new day that you have made, Father God. We receive it by faith. We thank you, Father, in all sincerity, Father. We are very, very grateful, Father. And now we release the day back to you that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Honor you, Father God, on this brand new day. Thank you, Father. Father God, as we come, we pray, Father God, for those around the country, those around the world, Father God, those in our cities, in our homes, and even for our own lives, Father God, that we would obtain a will to draw closer to you, Father, closer day by day and day by day, Father. Father, that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Our eyes will be open that we might see, Father God, and walk, Father God, in faith, love, and obedience, Father, according to your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. And so we honor you on today, Father. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for the endurance, the tenacity of this ministry, Father God. Our moving forward, Father God, even in the midst of adversity, Father, taken by force, Father God, those things that you have already so freely granted over to us. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you. We pray for our listening audience around the world, Father, that those who do not know you will obtain a will to know you, Father, and those who already know you will want to know you better and will want to know you more. Father, this is our prayer on today, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the worth of prayer. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us a desire to pray and to keep on praying, to pray intensified prayers, earnest and sincere prayers, Father. Prayers, Father God, or over a confession of our sins, Father, as we continually turn from our wicked ways and, Father, turn towards you and your will being done. So, Father, we say thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, and indeed we glorify your name, Father God, in all of the earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father God, hallelujah, we commit this service into your hands on today. And we declare the lordship of Jesus, that Jesus is Lord, and every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess his lordship, Father. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, Amen and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring a kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. Amen. So please, amen, have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And we thank God, amen, that there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So you're in the right place. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So the food is good and the food is eternal. Amen. And we just want to thank God for the Holy Ghost, the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. The third person in the Trinity, the least talked about. Amen. Everybody want to give praises to God. Everybody, not everybody. Some people want to give praises to God. Some people want to lift Jesus up. Amen. But very rarely, amen, do you hear about a love relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so we love him on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and hallelujah. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Exodus, chapter number 32. Amen. And I want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Amen. Beginning with verse number 7. Exodus chapter number 32, verse 7. And it reads like this. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people, which thou brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou didst swear by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And verse 14 says, and the Lord repented
of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, in this particular portion of scripture this morning, we see here of a man by the name of Moses. We see a man that had the ability to move God because of his prayers. We see here a man who brought reformation to a nation through his prayers. We read Moses, the story of Moses, beloved, and find out that through Moses' prayers, through Moses' actions, taken at the times and seasons with God, because he had time with God, and one day, somebody say one day. Somebody say one day. I want you to write that down in your notes today. One day. Not 1 week. Not 1 month. Not 1 year. We see in the word of God, in one day, through one divine instruction, power changed hands. Anybody need some power to change hands today? The nation of Egypt was driven to bankruptcy overnight. And the nation of Israel became wealthy on the same night. When they marched up out of Egypt loaded. Somebody say one day. Beloved, God responds to the heartfelt prayers of intercession. When we ask God to get involved in the affairs of men, God will move. Beloved, when we talk about prayer power, we would be remiss not to make mention of a man named Moses, who was so powerful in his prayer intercession. That the scriptures tell us that Moses caused God to repent. He acts in deep intercession, and God changed his mind. As we just shared with you, beloved, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 32, starting with verse number 7, down to 14, glory be to God, hallelujah. We see God repented and changed his mind because of Moses' prayer. Moses had influence with God through prayer. And the influence of Moses with God was so powerful that this reveals the kind of influence that a praying person can have with God. Beloved, we see when we read, hallelujah, the prayer of Moses, Moses came to God reminding God of his covenants. His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses came telling God to repent evil that he had planned to do. And then the scripture tells us, beloved, read it again in case you are not familiar with this portion of scripture. The scripture tells us that the Lord repented of the evil which he had thought to do against his people. What a powerful revelation of one man's prayer. God restrained himself because of the prayers of Moses. Beloved, it is very important for us to know as prayer intercessors, to know the word of God, to know the promises of God. Moses knew the promise. Moses knew the word. He brought it back to God's remembrance. We have to know the word. We have to know the promises. And we bring that word and promises back to God in prayer intercession. Moses knew how to put God in remembrance of his word and to lift his word up to him in prayer. Beloved, whenever you approach God, you must approach God on the basis of his word. God tells us in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26, and it reads like this. It says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou may be justified. God said, put me in remembrance. Moses reminded God of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on the basis of the promises of God. And because Moses did this through powerful prayer intercession, he was able to get God to change his mind. Not just one time, over and over and over again, in order to get the people closer to the land of promise. That's how the people entered the promised land. Because Moses interceded. Moses pleaded with God. That's how they got in. That's how you gonna get in. That's how your family gonna get in. Somebody got to stand in the gap, beloved. Somebody got to stand in the gap. And whenever you come before God, beloved, as a prayer intercessor, glory be to God being perfected, amen, in the skill of prayer, you must put him in remembrance of his word. And he will respond to you on the basis of his word. God will honor his word above his name. Beloved, the prayers of Moses reveal the influence that Moses had with God. It reveals the power that Moses had with God and the power that the prayers of the saints have with God today. Because God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God responded to the prayers of Moses, beloved. And God will respond to your prayers as well. It is important for you to know that God does answer and respond to the prayers of his people. If my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear, answer, and heal the land. Beloved, hear me this morning and be well. God wants to get involved in your affairs. But you want to know something else? God is also looking for an intercessor. He's looking. There's a few things, beloved, that we can learn from the prayers of Moses. One thing, number one, he heard from God. A lot of times we are, you know, concerned if God is hearing us. But are you concerned if you are hearing from God? Moses heard from God. Moses also had a very dynamic and intimate relationship with God. As we've been teaching over the several weeks about intimacy, it wasn't no fly-by-night relationship. This was an intense relationship. This thing was real. And Moses also knew the covenants of God. He knew the word. He knew the plans of God. Glory be to God. The Lord spoke to Moses and gave Moses instructions concerning his people. Then God said to Moses, "Let me alone." But why would God tell Moses to leave me alone? But beloved, this implies that Moses' relationship with God and his prayers restrained God from doing what he originally wanted to do. "Let me alone" literally means that Moses was holding God back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, somebody. For Almighty God to tell one man. Somebody say one man. Elijah was one man and prayed, and God held back rain for 3.5 years. Yeah, it's good to have a prayer partner, but somebody say one man. Glory be to God. God told one man, his name was Moses, he said, "Let me alone." So, beloved, what this here shows us is the levels of influence, the level of power that man had with God. It reveals the respect and honor that God has for his servants. And it is important for you to realize that God is a spirit, and he is the creator of the universe. And for the creator of the universe to be seeking permission from a man before he carries out his operations reveals the strength of intercessory prayer. Somebody need to say hallelujah on this morning. Beloved, this demonstrates that God abides by the laws that he put in place for humanity, for us to have dominion in the earth realm. We find here a dialogue, beloved, between Moses and God. And I've been in the book of Exodus for several weeks now, and I can't seem to get out of the book of Exodus. I think it's one of the most powerful books in the whole Bible, especially in the Old Testament. So we have Moses and God dialoguing. And it's very revealing, beloved, because this speaks volume to the present-day believer and the intercessor. How much influence and power that one can have with God. Have you ever thought to think why so many people, if they could get Michael Jordan or a famous name to do a commercial for them, if one of these corporations would go to them, they make millions and millions of dollars on the 30-second commercial. When please come and endorse my product and I'm going to pay you millions of, why would they pay these individuals millions and millions of dollars to do a 30-second commercial to endorse their product? You want to know why? Because they know that that person has influence. They have influence. And if that person endorsed this product, people going to buy it. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that as a prayer intercessor, you have influence with the mightiest person in the universe. You have influence with God. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. The destiny of a nation was in balance. Yet one man had so much power with God. Beloved, I come to tell you that you can walk in that same level of power and authority with God through your prayer life. We read in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. And it reads like this. The scriptures declare that whatsoever was written aforetime was written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Hallelujah, somebody. A dialogue between Moses and God immediately reveals the power and the influence of prayer. Beloved, if at any time you have doubts about whether God hears and answers your prayer, glory be to God, visit the book of Exodus. Huh? Oh, yeah, baby, God hears you, and God will answer, too. A man, let me recap it as we close this out now, because you got to think about this thing today. You got to think about this. You got to meditate on it. I said one man, not his prayer team, huh? Not him and his prayer partners. I said one man could tell God to repent, and God repented. Moses told God in Exodus chapter 32, he says, repent of this thy evil which thou had against thy people. Moses told God to repent, and God did. My God, sookie, sookie, sookie. Sookie, sookie, sookie. Beloved, I want you to meditate on the exchange between God and Moses. I have a question for you this morning. Are you willing to intercede for the destiny of others to be delivered? Stay in the furnace of prayer until your heartfelt prayers have changed the fate of another's person. Are you willing to stand in the gap? Are you willing to stand in prayer intercession? Moses was saying, you got to be serious to talk to God like that. But he came to God on the basis of God's covenant, on the basis of God's word. So Moses was in order. The Lord's response to a man was determining the destiny of an entire nation. One man's prayer has so much power to change the mind of God. Glory be to God. Beloved, this is what you call power and influence. Prayer has power and prayer has influence. That's why the devil don't want you to pray. That's why you get sleepy. That's why you're making excuses, because your prayers have power and influence. If the enemy ever deceived you into believing that it is a waste of time to pray, or prayer is not important, or prayer is not effective, and you need to be encouraged through the prayer life of Moses. God repented because of one man's prayer. The Lord repented of the evil he thought to do unto his people. God changed his mind. Somebody needs to write that down this morning. Because some of us, we need God to change his mind pertaining to some stuff. Huh? God changed his mind. A man could approach God with the counsel of God and remind God of his covenant promises to his covenant people, and God changed his mind about the actions that he was about to take. Beloved, what does your prayer life look like? Moses was a man a man like you and me, a man who obeyed God. Obedience is a key factor. Don't come trying to pray to God and intercede with God with a life full of disobedience, having repented for nothing, having confessed nothing, having acknowledged nothing, trying to pray over your sin. Cut the crap. You better back up. Look, you're in danger zone. Because if Moses had come to God incorrect, Moses would have could have dropped dead. But Moses was a man of obedience. He obeyed God. And he was willing to stand in the gap for a nation. Stand in the gap for a nation. Beloved, you see what's going on around the world? And we got the nerve to say we ain't got nothing to pray for. We don't have nothing to pray for. Always make an excuse when somebody reach out to you to do a prayer. You always so busy. Always want somebody else to pray. You see what's going on around our world? In your own backyard, in your own city, all around the country, all around the world, and you got excuses why you don't want to pray. Shame on you. And you call yourself a Christian. You just so tired. Jesus told the disciples, my boys, couldn't you pray for me? You couldn't pray even 1 hour. Oh, what a sad commentary. Moses was willing to stand in the gap for a nation. And because he did, he was deemed to be the greatest prophet to ever rise in that nation. Beloved, let me ask you a question as I close on this morning. Could you be called to the prophetic intercession for your nation? Is it possible God has called you? Maybe you're the intercessor for your nation. Maybe you're the intercessor for your community. Maybe you're the prayer intercessor, but you just can't wake up because you just want to sleep and eat and do your thing and get somebody else to pray. Huh? Instead of you praying. Is it possible that God has called you, but you so in your comfort zone? That's why sometimes God got to ruffle some things up. He got to ruffle some things up to get you out of your comfort zone, to get you in the place that you need to be. You're a prayer intercessor. You're a watchman on the wall. But you are not acknowledging that. Let me ask you another question. Are you willing to do what it takes to be a weapon in the hand of God? One more question, since I'm asking questions this morning. What will people write about your prayer life after you have left the earth? When folks come lining up at your funeral, because they're coming now. They're coming now. One thing, people are going to come to the funeral. And everybody get their 2 minutes to say something about you. When it comes to your prayer life, what are people going to be able to say? That's a good question. Because you know what? Some of you listening today, they ain't got nothing to say. If they said something, they would be lying. And people do lie at funerals. But what would be the honest truth that people could say about your prayer life after you have left this earth? Beloved, it is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to pray strategic prayers. Strategic prayers are prayers based on God's promises. Prayers based on God's word. You pray the word because the word of God works and will never return unto him void. You pray the word because God will honor his word. When Moses told God to repent, God had to do it because that was God's word. He had already made the covenant. If God didn't repent, God would have voided his own word, which would have made God a liar. God is not going to allow you to make him a liar. When you pray strategic prayers and you give God back his word, you best believe you have God's attention. So we have to pray strategic prayers under the influence and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And this is why Ephesians chapter 6 tells us to pray in the Spirit. When you, after you put your whole armor on and you're looking good because you're dressed to kill now, you got your helmet on, okay, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. Most people want to stop there. No, keep reading. It says, and pray in the Spirit. Why? Because you're praying under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. Oh, my God. Suki. Beloved, and you will experience the manifestations of the plans and the purposes of God. And that's what Moses did, and that's what we can learn about prayer power. When we look at Moses' life, prayed using great strategic prayer that moved God. Bankrupt a nation in one night and made another nation rich. Look, it's time for some stuff to be bankrupt in our lives. It's time for us to bury poverty. It's time for us to bury, glory be to God, sickness. It's time for us to bury all this devastation. It's time for some stuff to be buried. Well, God did it for Moses because Moses refused to pray. Don't you think Moses wanted to sleep? I'm tired. Don't you think Moses wanted to sleep? Don't you think Moses wanted to just chill out? Don't you think Moses got tired? Was he a superstar because he was the leader? Of course he got tired, but it didn't stop him from praying. It didn't stop him from interceding. It didn't stop him. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. God, we thank you for showing us through the life of Moses, one man's intercessory prayer, because he had the guts, because he had the faith to believe. He stepped into the zone, Father, and did not intercede for himself alone, but he interceded for a nation. Thank you, Father. Father, help us to stop praying selfish prayers. Just for our family and nobody else's family. Just for our health and nobody else's health. Just for our money and nobody else's money. Just for our deliverance and nobody else's deliverance. Father, forgive us. Forgive us for our selfish prayers. And we say thank you. We thank you for power and influence, Father. when we come to you in faith and sincerity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The prayers of one person can do damage. Damage. Take a whole nation down. Take a whole nation down. Woo, my God. Thank you, Father. God, we help us to do better. Help us to help ourselves that we may intensify our prayer life. Turn some of that social media off, that TV off. Leave work early if need be. Go from full-time to part-time. Whatever we need to do to get it in with you, Father. Because you showed us how in one day, you took a whole nation from poverty to prosperity. In one nation, you took them from broke to rich. In one day. Father God, you can do in one day what we've been trying to do for the last 30 years and still haven't gotten there yet. Because we refuse to intensify our prayer life. God, help us to do better. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. What's the day? I don't even know what day it is. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bless the Lord. We're going to be praying at the altar today. Father, bless the prayer warriors as they come. Amen. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to stand in intercession. Thank you for the intercessors. Now it's time for some more to raise. Come on up. People have been hiding out, ducking and dodging, peeping and sliding. And it's time to come forward and pray and pray and keep on praying. And when you get finished praying, pray one more prayer. And when you get finished praying, pray one more prayer. And when you get finished praying, pray one more prayer. Because we ought to always pray and not to faint and pray without ceasing. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 amen. Amen, hallelujah. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Signing out.
We know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Prayers of the righteous,
prayers of the righteous,
prayers.
when we pray.